This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I'm not, some sort of anti-vax flat earther. I am somebody who's a critical thinker. You guys know me. I march to the beat of my own drum. I believe strongly in bodily autonomy and the ability to make choices for your body, not to have to acquiesce to some woke culture or crazed, group of individuals who say you have to do something.
That is Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers quarterback. Basically, I think the most misunderstood professional athlete right now, really laying it on the line. And, dude, he's just gone up, in my estimation, a thousandfold in addition to his talent as a quarterback, but as a critical thinker as an athlete. And you know quarterbacks have to be smarter than the average football player to do that job. There's a lot that goes on in that. But to see this guy being the target of the hashtag woke mob culture, and then the response to him, and people are going apoplectic. How dare Aaron Rodgers? I see we covered this on Friday's show a little bit with our good buddy Marlon Glenn from Motor City Health. And we were talking about how, just having a view that is outside within the sports arena, outside of the mainstream of every sportscaster. This is a bizarre thing. Sports talk. Why would they all be doing talking points of like CNN and MSNBC? Isn't that weird to think about? Sports talk. How dare Aaron Rodgers? Da, 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 da. And then, go off on basketball player, anybody else who's not getting the jab. And a number of quarterbacks haven't in the NFL. And so I find it just fascinating what's happening here as we're seeing a guy that is thinking critically, very eloquent in laying out his position and his perspective there. And yet, we have an article here at the Daily Caller. Superdog, Daily Caller, do they lean left, right, center? I don't even know as far as that when they do these articles on certain people.
Daily Caller is it was founded by Tucker Carlson.
Oh, okay, so they may have a little bit more autonomy in terms of coverage because I didn't see this as much as
they're right leaning. Yep.
This coverage, okay. Yep. And it's fascinating because the controversy is that Aaron Rodgers tested positive, and he lied about being vaccinated. When they asked him, are you vaccinated? He says, yeah, I'm immunized. And we've talked about, I think on this show, Superdon, you've heard me and others say vaccination is not the same as immunization, mm-hmm. whether it be Dr. Sherry Tenpenny or others on this show. Many, many doctors have said that vaccination is not the same as immunization. So if we got Aaron Rodgers and we're assessing his perspective here, do you have a second clip that we can hear to get a little bit more depth of where he's coming from?
I do. Yep. Here's Aaron Rodgers. I think this was yesterday or the day before.
When Trump in 2020 was championing these vaccines that were coming so quick, what did the left say? And I'm talking about every member of the left. Don't trust the vaccine. Don't get the vaccine. You're going to die from the vaccine. And then what happened? Biden wins and everything flips. Shouldn't that initially give you a little bit of pause and go, hold on a second. Isn't this about health and not about, politics? And to that point, has any member of the health staff this entire time got up and actually talked about real health? Have they talked about exercise, a healthy diet, like eating real food, drinking water, taking vitamins, vitamin D deficiency, and what that causes in the body? No. It hasn't been any of that. I'm going to critically think about what's best for my own health. I'm not judging anybody else. I'm not saying you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. But I'm making a decision that's based on what's best for me and my own health. And for me, it was a no-brainer.
Wow. Dude, I mean, I'm just so blown away by the depth of his thoughts on here.
I thought he was just a guy who throws a football, right?
Right. No, and, you know, he's like the villain. What was that guy we were talking about? Stephen A. Smith, that sportscaster. And Marlon was like, oh, yeah, that guy, right? And he coined the phrase, he's a bad man, you know, talking about Aaron Rodgers because he's so amazing as a quarterback, and he'll find a way to beat you. And now on this front, you know, mainstream, you know, lamestream media, as Aaron points out, when are they talking about health, exercise, diet, drinking water, vitamin D, et cetera? It's like, well, dude, Aaron, we've been here 22 years. Robert Scott Bell Show, best kept secret in health talk media. And I would reach out. Maybe we can get Aaron Rodgers on. I don't know what that show he was on. Was it a podcast, a radio show?
I think it was like a podcast or radio show, like something like that.
Okay.
Yep.
And I got this image from a friend on Facebook. I think they shared it. You know, we weren't sure if it's validated, but when I hear what we just played of Aaron, I'm pretty sure he probably said this too on that interview. It was like 45 minutes long. And I'm going to read the quote. Maybe Super Don, you can put that in the notes, that image. The right is going to champion me, and the left is going to cancel me. I don't give a shnikey about either of them. Politics is a total sham. I'm not going on Fox News, just like I'm not going to go on CNN, Aaron Rodgers. Now, I'm not certain he said it, but, dude, it sounds very much like what he would have said in this interview.
Totally does. And you know, the media's been having fun with Aaron, and he kind of comes across as, you know, I've heard some people say he doesn't like criticism. Well, nobody really likes criticism, but he seems to it doesn't seem to be bugging him too much, because some of these articles here, like Mediaite, these guys talked about you when you did the whole thing with Jon Stewart years ago. Mediaite jumped on you, but they, you know, they went after him, saying that Aaron Rodgers ripped for bonkers anti-vax interview, citing Joe Rogan and Martin Luther King. And it's, you know, obviously this is an opinion piece at Mediaite. They're obviously not, this isn't journalism. This is an opinion piece. But I think it's funny that the first thing they go after him for is because he apparently gave Joe Rogan a call.
Yeah.
He said, hey, Joe, you know, what would you suggest I do? And they're going after him as if it's negative that Aaron Rodgers called up a guy who got tested, got COVID, and cured it for advice. It's like, who would you be better to call in a situation than if you're trying to cure yourself of something, then call somebody that cured themselves?
Hey, you know what
it is that you have?
He could have called you, Super D. You went through it.
You know what? And here's the thing. I feel like I'm in good company because I did the same thing that Joe Rogan did, and apparently the same thing that Aaron Rodgers did. I threw the kitchen sink at it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I got better.
And you're not jabbed.
I did not. No.
You're not getting the jab.
Yeah.
I just look at the oh yeah, he called Joe Rogan for advice.
And oh my goodness, he called Joe Rogan and taking ivermectin.
What is the context of Martin Luther King? Because I think it has nothing to do with color of skin scenario, racial stereotypes. It's a common comment attributed, and rightfully so, accurately to MLK Jr. Right? And what was that statement that they're going crazy on that he mentioned?
You know, I don't have that in front of me, but, here it is. Aaron Rodgers, the great Martin Luther King said, you have a moral obligation to object to unjust rules and rules that make no sense.
There you go. Yeah. That's a powerful statement. I agree 100% to that. And yet, oh my gosh, Aaron Rodgers quoted Martin Luther King Jr. as if he's like an anti-vaxxer now too or something. Well, who knows what Martin Luther King would say if he were alive today. But we know that his granddaughter, who I was on stage with at the Truth About Cancer at the Freedom Panel, remember? She was sitting right next to me. clearly knows about the experimentation that's been done on the African-American community. And now the community at large, every background, doesn't matter. They're targeting us for experimentation if you acquiesce to their unconstitutional, unconscionable mandates, of which I believe Aaron Rodgers definitely sees and says, I'm not going to participate in it. And then, you know, his girlfriend, is it? He's not married, I don't think. His girlfriend has an influence or has had an influence on him on diet, on beliefs about these things, and he's gone holistic. And it's like, you know, blame Tom Brady, perhaps, because Tom was one of the first that said, you know what, I'm doing it a different way. And look at the proof in that guy's career. How are you going to argue with that? That's upsets a lot of people. I don't know what Brady's status is on the jab, do you? I haven't heard much controversy about Tom Brady, but it would be out of character, I perceive, for him to get the jab. But I don't know. Do you know anything about Brady on this?
Let's see here. Tom Brady, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Apparently he got COVID-19.
So he's actually had the quote-unquote infection.
And it looks like he had, according to this, Boston CBS local says Tom Brady has been vaccinated.
Okay. I'm surprised by that, but maybe it's possible. Yeah. And maybe he was able to slip the guy a few million dollars for the placebo. You know, So here's another story linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It's a headline that says, can you be quote-unquote immunized if you're not vaccinated? Here's what the CDC and WHO have to say. Now, because we've been on the air for 22 years straight, pretty much, and over the last couple of years consistently, we covered the changes in definition of immunization at the WHO site as well as CDC, et cetera. Now, according to the CDC's definition, it reads this way. Immunization, a process by which a person becomes protected against the disease through vaccination. This term is often used interchangeably with vaccination or inoculation. We don't use immunization as a replacement for vaccination because it's garbage. Vaccination is not immunization. And it didn't used to say this. That's the point. The WHO's definition is a little more open. It says immunization is the process whereby a person is made immune or resistant to an infection, typically by the administration of a vaccine. They altered this. Because it used to be via acquisition of natural immunity via acquiring infection and surviving. That used to be part and parcel to the definition of immunization. And vaccination was never the same thing as immunization. They could argue, well, there's antibody evidence, so we'll call it that. But as you know, as I know, those of you who listened to the show for years, you know that even having an antibody to a given quote-unquote disease is not in and of itself sufficient and even necessary. When we come back, we'll talk about that. Also, the magic pill from Pfizer that Scott Gottlieb, former FDA head, is promoting, propagandizing about. After this, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So just briefly, I want you to understand, immunization is not the same thing as vaccination or inoculation, despite the CDC saying it is. That the CDC didn't used to say that. We have a link to, you know, the definitions. We've covered the changes over the years. And it used to be a normal thing for any immunologist, any doctor to go, yeah, you had the thing, you should be immune. I mean, you actually had the infection, yeah, you should be immune. Now they try to pretend that doesn't exist anymore because the narrative changed in order to convince everybody that there's no such thing as natural immunity, or if it exists, it's far inferior to artificially induced immunity through what they call vaccination, inoculation, or now mRNA injections. But more and more peer-reviewed articles coming around, clinical assessments as well, from around the world, much less Israel, are showing that so-called immunity, artificially induced, is rapidly declining month over month over month, and that those who have gotten so-called infections to COVID have now developed a stronger natural immunity that far supersedes and outlasts anything that they're inducing by the jab. But they have to propagandize. And so as Aaron Rodgers says, yeah, I was immunized, not vaccinated, even though he didn't say I wasn't vaccinated. He's just like, yeah, you know what? I'm immunized. Shut your pie hole. I don't want to talk about this. Now they're making them talk about it, and I think it's great. The only thing, as I said on the show last week, I'll say it again, Aaron, if you're listening. Probably not, but if you are, tell them that the test is crap, too. Make them have to address the emergency use authorization test that's crap that is being withdrawn from EUA status as of January 2022 because it can't differentiate between colds and flus and COVID. Not me making it up. That's for reals. And then we go to a scumbag like Scott Gottlieb. Did I say that? Yes, I did. Used to head the FDA, then left the FDA in the revolving door that you know exists between our captured regulatory agencies and the pharmaceutical industrial complex it pretends to regulate. Now Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who's on the board of Pfizer, says, this new COVID drug we got, it marks the end of the pandemic. Hooray! So a new synthetic toxic poison pill that will be probably rubber stamped for approval by the Fear and Death Administration, and will be patented, and we'll be probably $1,000 a pill at the bottom line, right? He says, I think the bottom line is the end of the pandemic, at least as it relates to the United States, is in sight now, given that we have the tools to combat this disease. Ignoring everything about physicians that have promoted the use successfully of hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C, on and on. Now, I always say, since we have access now to it, I'll say it even more emphatically, you're missing the copper. You're missing the copper because with the overdosing of zinc, not to deadly status, but, in a mineral balance status of the body, you're really harming the body's ability to utilize the copper that may be in the body, much less whatever might be coming from the diet. So I will give a shout-out to my friends at Sovereign Silver who now have Sovereign Copper. If you want to go to sovereignsilver.com, enter the code RSB20. You have actually a banner there in the notes at robertscottbell.com to get a discount. Although now we have just learned that our good buddy Jonathan from choosetobehealthy.com, where we get our 100% whole food supplements from, has also got the Sovereign Copper, and you can use the code RSB5 to get discounts on all the things that you get there as well. choosetobehealthy.com. So anyway, is it a surprise that a former FDA commissioner, now board member of Pfizer, is propagandizing for a pill that will end everything, despite the fact that we already have pills that have ended it before it began, in terms of whether it be prophylactic use or response at the earliest phases that you can integrate it to prevent serious complications that would require hospitalizations, much less death by intubation and ventilation? I mean, this is stunning. This is stunning. Merck has also got some kind of therapeutic drug that they want to bring out as well. So, Super Don, what do you think? Scott Gottlieb, is he telling the truth? The end of the pandemic is nigh.
It's all over. Race. Mission accomplished.
Yeah. Yes.
Magic. Yeah, I think it's interesting. It's not surprising. First thing I looked for when I saw this quote was, please tell me that Gottlieb doesn't work for Pfizer. Because I was just like, this would just be too awesome, right?
Too awesome.
Turns out he's not. He's a pharma lobbyist, basically.
But he's on the board.
But he's on the board. Yeah. So I guess it kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, is this the end of the pandemic? Of course, if he's on the board, he's going to want to promote their new pill, their new miracle pill. And apparently, I guess, when he did that, it tanked the stocks of, the vaccine makers a little bit.
Right, exactly. Right? And by the way, Mediaite that covered this story, you know nothing about conflicts of interest, no trash talking Gottlieb who revolved from FDA to Big Pharma. They're like all in. The leftist media globalist rags are like, yes, Big Pharma can save us. And it's just so ridiculous. But y'all check it out. Share the show. RobertScottBell.com, RobertScottBell.com/listen for the live chat room as well if you're involved in that right now. It's a great community. We'll be right back to talk religious freedom after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tensions ramping up in Iraq's capital city following a failed assassination attempt in which drones targeted Iraq's prime minister. No group has claimed responsibility, but they say whoever carried it out, in the words of the prime minister, did so with cowardly rocket and drone attacks, which he says do not build homelands and do not build futures. Stumping for the GOP? Or stumping for himself? Well, maybe a little of both. as former President Donald Trump addressed the Republican Jewish Coalition's annual leadership meeting in Las Vegas on Saturday through a video message.
We will win back in 2024 that beautiful white building, sometimes referred to as the White House.
A federal appeals court temporarily blocking the president's vaccine mandate for large companies. This is USA Radio News. New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy saying moments ago on NBC's Meet the Press that he is very happy that he made history by becoming the first Democrat to win re-election in his Garden State in a very, very long time. The New Jersey Democrat said putting the programs in place that he did during his first term was what was key to winning a second. Murphy says if folks are wondering if the human infrastructure plan can work, they take a look at New Jersey. Astronauts getting ready to return from the International Space Station, but they're going to have to either hold it or wear, as NASA calls them, absorbent undergarments on their trip back to Earth tomorrow. That's because the toilet on the SpaceX capsule that's going to bring them from the ISS back to the planet is out of service right now, and astronaut Megan MacArthur calls the situation suboptimal, but said it is manageable. She and the rest of the current ISS crew have been on there since April. This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Hey, y'all. You know, we're on the air 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, not just today. For those of you getting the syndicated radio program through our friends at GCN, our syndicator, you come on over to robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com/listen. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can get the podcast, whatever you want to do. And the live chat room, which is so awesome. We have a lot of media interface, what they call social media, on the few that we haven't been banned on yet. So that's cool. Super Don, my humble and lovable producer, make sure that great stuff goes out there. We've got a number of upcoming events. There's certainly banners on the every day at the website. And then you can go to the upcoming events to find out what is upcoming, Super Don.
Yeah, we've got a number of webinars between now and the end of the year. Great ones, totally free. You can just sign up, get the education, and get the information. We've also got coming up, I think on the 9th, we've got a webinar for the EMF protection with the key technology. We've got a an Echo webinar coming up, I believe, on the 18th for the Echo water, hydrogen water, antioxidant water. And so lots going on, especially this month and going into next month, that if you want to get the lowdown, keep in touch, come on over to robertscottbell.com. Over on the right-hand side, you can sign up for our email list. You don't get spammed. We don't sell your list to anybody or anything like that. It's just stuff that's coming up on this show. So we want to respect your privacy and want to be able to keep in touch with you, not only on stuff that's going on and events that are coming up, but listen, in this day and age of everybody getting deplatformed and censored and all that stuff like that, we want to be able to make sure we have a way to keep in contact with you, you know, in case Mark Zuckerberg decides that he wants to flip the switch and try and make us go away.
His own bizarre metaverse or whatever they're calling Facebook.
That's right.
So, yeah, upcoming events, loads of them there. And please, please share the show. You are our greatest support and PR agent, if you will. And thank you for that. We also have Patreon supporters. We do monthly Ask Me Anythings, AMAs, which are a whole lot of fun. And now we've instituted surprise guests. I don't know. But the bar is set pretty high to reveal the dirt on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And Super Don. Not me. I got no dirt, but Super Don, plenty of dirt. Especially when he goes out and walks his dog and steps in something. Anyway, dude, I don't know where I'm getting this from. Anyway, look, we got to talk a lot of stories as we do all the time here. There's another story about the military and religious exemptions. Interestingly enough, the Air Force apparently doesn't allow people of faith in. Apparently, this headline says zero religious exemptions granted for COVID jabs in Air Force. As deadline passes, it was like, what? All the people that don't have a faith in anything go into the Air Force? What? Well, the sub-headline says no. Nearly 5,000 religious exemptions are still pending approval. I mean, how slow are they going here? Zero as the deadline passes? They got 5,000 in waiting? Who the heck is, I mean, they only have one person that's getting to it? And
Doesn't sound like they're being very efficient. Or
working on an IBM Selectric typewriter from the 1980s? How do they not get this done?
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of it's a good point. I mean, they've had plenty of time. We've been talking about this whole exemption situation here for weeks, if not months. Do you think they would have been a little bit quicker than that? And how hard is it to decide whether somebody has a deeply held belief or not?
Well, it's not. Apparently, deeply held is not enough for the Air Force. Military chaplains have been charged with determining, quote, the severity of religious conviction. Of the airmen who requested religion. What? The severity? How severe is your... Oh, man, it's a severe case of religious conviction. It doesn't get any worse than that. What the... I mean, that shows some severe antipathy toward people of faith in the Air Force.
It's very frustrating. You know me. I'm not a very religious, kind of a person.
You're like a small L libertarian. Small R religious guy.
Pretty much. And listen, I'll be honest with you. I'm more of an agnostic than anything else. But who, I don't know. It's like, apparently the Air Force and pretty much everybody else, you know, in government, for some reason, does not have the ability to think outside the box when it comes to religious beliefs or spiritual beliefs or convictions or opinions or any of those things. Because it's like they keep wanting to try and put religion in a box, which I blame on religion, really. Religion kind of did it to themselves, right? Yeah. But with that being said, it's like they want you to have to be within stay inside the lines. Mm-hmm. If you believe that there is a problem with vaccines because they were tested on aborted fetal cell lines, then you need a permission slip from the Pope,
right?
Or from whoever the leader is of your particular religion,
right?
That you subscribe to.
Well, Jonathan Emord, our good buddy attorney, he's been with us for years doing the Sacred Fire of Liberty every week. Talked about that. You cannot put it on whatever membership you have or don't have in a quote-unquote organized religion. That is not the spirit or intent of the First Amendment when we talked about freedom of religion. And, there's a quote here from, this is from Timothy Broglio, Archbishop of the Military Services. He says, no one should be forced to receive a COVID-19 vaccine if it would violate the sanctity of his or her conscience. Now, we've heard about litmus tests being, proffered. Well, let's see how legitimate yours is, or they're calling it severity. Like, do you take Tylenol? Why are you asking me that? Well, it turns out Tylenol was tested on aborted fetal cell lines. And it's like,
well, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. If you didn't know. But I guess in to some semblance if you are to do a litmus, and I'm not all into litmus on this stuff, but if you know and you still take Tylenol, you know, you could legitimately be called to the carpet to say, hey, I thought your religious conviction was based on aborted fetal cells.
And see, that doesn't jive with me. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm not some bishop, pastor, or whatever like that, you know.
Bishop Superdon.
I know, but it's just like I'm looking at this situation. I'm going, military chaplains have been charged with determining the severity of religious conviction. You know, I'd be interested to see what that looks like. You know, I could you get called into the room, and the military chaplain, you know, maybe he's wearing a funny looking hat, maybe he's not. Who knows? Do you believe that that vaccines go against your religious, your spiritual beliefs? Yes. It's like, why does it have to go beyond that?
Right.
Well, why? Because they were tested on aborted fetal cell lines, and I believe abortion is murder. It's a sin. So it's like, does it have to go beyond that? I mean, why do you have to even ask any more questions beyond that?
Well, you're asking the right question, and that is where we've acquiesced to a lower...
What are they going to do? They're going to throw you in the water and see if you float?
Right.
I mean, it's like, I don't understand. It's
you
like,
don't want to be a witch like Walensky.
What does that questionnaire look like? What kind of questions are these people asking people in order to determine the severity of their religious conviction?
Right.
If they're going to say, well, you don't belong to an organized religion, then that to me is wrong. That there's a big problem.
The First Amendment was not written based on organized religion. It was not.
Exactly.
All right, folks, we got a follow-up to this coming from one of you, our loyal and humble and lovable listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show with a question of the day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
This is coming from Shelley. She says, hi, Robert. I saw you at the Truth About Cancer 2021 in Nashville and loved listening to everything you and all the speakers had to say. I'm very concerned about vaccine mandates, especially since I am a federal employee and these mandates are no choice essentially for us. Unless we work for Congress, she brings that up. That's interesting because apparently Congress is not subject to the mandate. And we have a deadline to be fully vaccinated with the junkie gene therapy drug by 22 November, which essentially means we must have the second shot by next Monday, the 8th, tomorrow, apparently, according to this. I have medical exemption out there with my agency who has claimed they have the final say about whether my medical exemption is acceptable, regardless of more than two doctors who have indicated that I should not get it due to a brain condition. In any event, my medical exemption has been pending since 5 October, so we are heading into 6 weeks. It sounds like at least they're looking at it compared to the Navy, which is 5,000 behind, but I'm just saying, I don't know where this is going to go. All right, so Shelley continues. She says, I will not comply and will not quit. I will continue to show up to work every damn day. Her word. I am eligible to retire in 2.5 years, so I'll be damned if this mandate negates my employment. What do you have to say to those of us in this predicament, since we are not employed by private employers? FYI, my husband is a federal contractor and has received one vaccine. Well, Shelley, I'm sorry about that for your husband. And I would say, you know, there's not much I can say about you, what you said, because you said a lot. You said, I will not comply. And that is the standing that must be reached and achieved by all of us when these phony laws, which are not laws, and mandates, which are mere suggestions, it's like people got to grow up and grow a pair. You know what I mean? It sounds like, Shelley, you're not going to comply. Now, there are going to be, as we covered with Jonathan E. Moore in the last few weeks on this subject, hundreds, if not thousands, of lawsuits flying from the state level, from personal levels, from federal levels, every level you can imagine, to push back on these nonsense OSHA guidelines. The predictions are pretty solid for most that are looking at this, I think, reasonably and constitutionally, that these mandates will not stand and that you will have a cause or a claim of action should they fire you in violation of your medical exemption or you stand up and say, you know what, My religious beliefs prohibit me from getting this jab or this injection. So I say stand your ground. And my message, as it was on Thursday with the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, was for corporations, if you have 100 or more, or as they're already intimating that they're going to go for an expansion as soon as they can to small businesses, too, to mandate that they have to be jabbed and or their employees jabbed or else they'll be fined out of business. I mean, I think ultimately they want to destroy small business. We know that. And that'd be one more way they could do it, unless the states and the people stand up against this nonsense. So stand strong. Whether you work for somebody or whether you own a company that employs people, stand strong. You will not be fined. They may attempt to do it, but they will not win. But it takes a willingness like David versus Goliath to stand against this behemoth that is known as the federal government that has been captured by the pharmaceutical church globally, the globalists globally. I know that's sort of redundant, but you get what I'm saying here. Stand your ground. Time will tell, but I think we're going to be right on here that this will not stand. This will not pass, and you will be able to continue working. Maybe in a different way for a different company as opposed to the federal government as it shrinks down to a constitutional size, and then we'll all be entrepreneurs like we should be. All right, thanks for that. We'll be back in just a moment to talk about the Mighty Ducks.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Scott Belcher. Just last week, we had a former Disney television show star, Lee Allen Baker, on the show. We met her at the TTAC Live event in Nashville, and she's terrific. And she's been canceled twice or more times from Disney because of her views. She moved from California. She's a refugee, went to Nashville. She has vaccine-injured kids. And she spoke out against the mask mandates. It went viral. Those of you who caught the show or know this woman, she was the mother in the show Good Luck Charlie on Disney Channel. And now we're having more news from the Disney, I don't know what to call it, the Disney pharmaceutical fantasy land it's become, about a show called The Mighty Ducks. Now, I knew of I think they had D1, D2, D3. Was Emilio Estevez in all three of those movies, The Mighty Ducks? Do you know? Or just D1 and 2?
You know, I don't recall on the third one. I don't know.
Yeah, because it was 92, 94, 96, and then now apparently there's a television show. I wasn't aware of this on Disney Plus, The Mighty Ducks, called Game Changers. Have you seen this show?
I did watch the first one.
Okay.
I'm one of those 80s, you know, guys, nostalgia, reminiscing, I can't help it. And it was cheesy, but it was fun. And it was good.
Is it set like back in that era, or is it set
no,
like modern?
No, it's so, like present day.
Okay, so he's like an older coach now, guy.
Correct. So and he doesn't want to coach, and they talk him into doing it, and then he does, and you know they Well, I won't do any spoilers in case you want to.
Well, evidently it's going for season two, and Disney have decided not to pick up Estevez's option for season two because why? He's like Aaron Rodgers in this way. He doesn't want the jab. And you're done now. Apparently, that you know the rules of if you're like the talent on the zone A of whatever this production is, you have to have the jab, or else it's just not happening. So the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism has dominated. We know that Hollywood is kind of Luciferian and Satanistic. I don't mean 100% of the people there, but there's a lot of that goes on. A lot of horrible things we know. But now it's sort of like you get jabbed or you don't work.
Isn't it interesting, you know, that we keep getting these stories of these people, these celebrities and stuff that, you would think, oh, Hollywood, they're all a bunch of lefties, right?
Mm-hmm.
Although that doesn't even necessarily apply in the vaccine situation anyway, as we've talked about before. But
yeah, you've got all political stripes going, I don't want the jab, but it's making it awkward for leftists in California that we're all Democrats now, knowing that their Democrat Party is only about jabbing people and nothing else.
Apparently, Estevez, through his reps, declined to provide assurances that he would comply with the vaccine policy. And because they're in the middle of trying to put the scripts together for the season two of the show, they decided they're just going to not exercise his option. And they're just going to continue without us. Yeah, I'm just thinking, how do you do the Mighty Ducks without Coach Bombay? I mean, it's right. You know, it's too bad. But, you know, then again, I'm sure Estevez probably walked away from a payday just like Ice Cube did, and so you got to give him some kudos for standing his ground.
Right. And you know, what about the hypocrisy of Hollywood? Because, look, they're all about getting shot with the vaccines. What about Alec Baldwin shooting somebody on the crew, Rust? And, you know, he's probably still welcome on set. I don't know what's going to happen there, but, I mean, this is what I've said about the shots called shots, vaccines. They're like playing Russian roulette, but there is a bullet in every chamber, and it goes in. Now, it doesn't mean you die immediately, but you are developing chronic inflammatory conditions that can result in your death. And with the COVID-type jabs, mRNA technology inclusive, the predictions for antibody-dependent enhancement or pathogenic priming could facilitate a wave of deaths during the next cold and flu season. We don't wish that upon it. We're not praying for it. In fact, just the opposite. But part of the Robert Scott Bell Show is about giving you an option, whether you got the jab or not, to protect yourself against some of these things being predicted. And if you haven't seen my talk on, at the TTAC live event or the Health Freedom Expo, there'll be opportunities, the truth about cancer made available for purchase. The Health Freedom Expo is going to replay the entire weekend in February. But you want to stay. That's why you should sign up for email alerts. We'll give you a heads up on that. And I even revealed the four steps primarily, and there's a fifth step too, to deal with the predicted pathogenic priming or ADE manifestations. And in fact, a couple of weeks ago, we do our simulcast of our Robert Scott Bell Show also on Brideon.tv. And I think it was last week or so, they have me, just a 20-minute presentation. I go quickly through the things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones, including silver, copper, nitric oxide, and hydrogen. And selenium is the bonus, okay? But y'all missing stuff. It's not just Sundays here on our syndicated radio broadcast, the Robert Scott Bell Show through GCN. Come on over to robertscottbell.com. Please sign up for email alerts. You will be empowered with health information that are, it's not approved by any government agency anywhere. That's why you know it's good. So, back with the second hour, bonus stuff after this, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.